Mars, the fourth planet from the sun, is visible to the naked eye as a bright star in the night sky. Through a telescope...
At the National Air and Space Museum in Washington today, young visitors explored an exhibit called The Viking View of Mars. And while they took in the views of the red planet, they pondered our question, why should we go to Mars?
I guess it would be interesting to have another planet populated.
Because we can start right now and start and get a space station up there. So when the Earth comes to an end, like when something hits it or we run out of life, we have someplace to go.
Start a new population on another planet. That would be pretty cool.
We'll have someplace else to go. Everyone won't be freaking out.
The diameter of Mars is 4,202 miles.
I think just to explore it, to see if we can learn more things about our universe.
There might be some new elements for new products and stuff that could help us out with technology and things like that.
Maybe there'd be like some kind of things we could discover there, like some kind of medicines maybe.
It sounds cool. It sounds neat. I'm not sure.
Well, it'll be a new experience for the human race to go to Mars. Maybe we could find out if we could live on Mars one day. Maybe it'd be a good vacation spot.
The Mars elevations were derived from stereographic analysis of the Viking orbiter imagery.
You never know. This could be just like another Earth over there, and we just can fix it up again. And I mean, we could have two Earths. I mean, look. I mean, when this one dies, we'll have another one right behind us.
Because I think it's gonna have pretty flowers, yellow and purple.
I've never been to Mars. And if I went by myself, I would always be with somebody.
Young visitors today at the Smithsonian Institution's National Air and Space Museum pondering the question, why should we go to Mars? We heard from Ivory Sherman and George Ross of Washington, D.C., North Garden, Virginia homeschoolers Ed and Brian Hines, Hammond, Louisiana students Shayna Bridges, Abby Dufresne, Alex Wolf, Sarah Shonawak, Justin Owens, Shane Cotrere, Daniel Davis, and Amir Hassanport. Also, Jillian, Josh, and Jenna Edge from Georgia.
You can hear President Bush's full speech to NASA at our website, npr.org.